This is 517 Redeem the Podcast. I'm your prophetic host, Markeith McDaniels. I know what it means to walk in darkness with no light in sight. Know this, in the beginning, when darkness covered all the waters of the face of the deep, before he spoke light into existence, before he said one word, he had a plan of redemption in place for us. At 517 Redeemed, you will get powerful teachings, prophetic warfare prayer, healing and deliverance. Nothing is impossible with God, and his miracle wonders are always on display in our lives and around us. And he is always in a good mood about us. Hallelujah. You are now listening to 517 Redeemed, the podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Kingdom of God. I am blessed and humbled to serve the greatest sponsor of all time. Wherever you're listening, we welcome you and we love you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad this day. Let us be grateful with great joy for what God has done and given us this day. Amen. So now this segment is called The Kingdom of Heaven is Yours. Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day that you bless us with, God. Lord, we invite you into this podcast. We invite you into the room. Holy Spirit, come and take over the room. Lord God, let your presence invade this place, God. We do not want to move or take another step or say another word without your presence, God. I pray, Father God, that you anoint this message. I pray, God, that you anoint the listener. Hallelujah. Anoint the ears. Anoint the spirit, the inner being, Lord God, to receive what it is that you want to give, God, and do what it is you want to do, Father. I bless you, Lord, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is yours. You can take it. So go ahead and take it. No matter what happens in this lifetime, no matter what happens to us or around us, take it. No matter what comes against us, take it. No matter what mistakes we make along the way, take it. You shall not be denied. It is yours for the taking. Luke chapter 11, verse 5 through 10 reads, "Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door's already locked and my children and I are in the bed. I can't get up and give you a thing. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened." Talk about a relentless pursuit of God, going after him with a reckless abandonment. All you see is God and your need for him. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. No matter what it looks like, as long as the kingdom of heaven. Doesn't matter where, as long as it's the kingdom of God, the manifest presence of God. You see that friend in this passage, he had an audacity, it says. You see, he did not take no for an answer. He did not care that his close friend, hallelujah, was already in the bed. Even the children was in the bed. He was coming to disturb. All he knew is that he had a need that needed to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. So he stood his ground. Hallelujah. Until he received what it is that he requested. Amen. You see, he had a need. Hallelujah. You see, there's a need, a burning desire that will not be quenched or extinguished. It's like fire shut up in the bones that burns eternal. It burns eternally. I burn for God. I yearn for the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. And I am unafraid and unashamed. All I want to do is mirror his image and express his glory. Hallelujah. Romans 1:16 says, "I am unashamed of the gospel of Christ, which is the power of salvation to those that believe." You see, the kingdom of God is yours for the taking. The kingdom of heaven is within. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. You shall not take no for an answer. What is inside you? What is raging war on the inside of you? God said he will not share his glory with another. with two opposing powers living on the inside, trying to increase its conquest for total control of your life. There can only be one in the end. There can only be one God. There cannot be two gods. You either love one or you hate the other. Hallelujah. What is inside of you? Is there sickness? Is there unforgiveness? Is there disbelief? Is there bitterness? Is there addiction? Is there sin? There are violent wars waging war inside of us, destroying our peace and God. They are not of God. These are of the devil. God do not give us these. He heals and delivers us from them all. The devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that you may have life and more abundantly. I came so that you may live and have a place in the kingdom. In the kingdom of heaven, there is no sickness. There is no disease. There is no hatred. There is no rejection. There is no death. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of heaven, there is only health. There is only wealth. There is only prosperity. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of heaven, there is no poverty. In the kingdom of heaven, hallelujah, there's only acceptance. There is life and filled with gladness and joy. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You see, the kingdom of heaven is yours for the taking. See, there's a story about a woman with the issue of blood. In Luke chapter 8, verse 43 to 48. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Now, a woman having a flow of blood for about 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you. And you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived the power going out from me." Now, when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." You see, there was a crowd. Too much going on around in order to get what was needed from God. She didn't let that stop her. She would not be denied. Her faith led her to do something that was powerful, but in her mind, it was something that was the least. If I could at least touch a garment or something, I can be healed. I could receive my blessing. Hallelujah. She didn't let anything hold her back. What's holding you back today? What's holding you back this season? What's holding you back in your life? What's keeping you from receiving your miracle? What's keeping you from receiving your blessing and promise from God? What's keeping you, hallelujah, from entering your destiny in God? What's keeping God's healing and divine blessing from manifesting in your life today? You see, we need to break out of these types of mindsets filled with lies that bring condemnation, disbelief, and confusion. Are you not worthy? None of us are. Our God is filled with compassionate mercy. He is patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish, but for all of us to come to repentance. All. How long will you waver between two opinions? You cannot be of the kingdom of heaven and of the world or the kingdom of darkness. These are opposing kingdoms. It's why we pray the kingdom of heaven invades earth. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of heaven is yours for the taking. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. It starts with repentance. Salvation and deliverance starts with repentance. All through the Old Testament, we read stories after story after story after story of Israel's disobedience as a nation. And that disobedience leads them into captivity. Then they cry out in repentance to God and they return to God. Hallelujah. And God brings them salvation, healing, deliverance, and restoration. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. It is time that we oppose what God opposes in our lives. He hates sickness. He hates unforgiveness. He hates bitterness. He hates sins. He hates addictions and he hates darkness. These things are robbing you of what he wants to give you, but you have to fight and submit it all to God. Hallelujah. Before the Hebrews became a nation, in order for them to inherit God's promises and covenant to Abraham, they had to war for it and take it by force, advancing the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Repent and be healed, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Make every crooked path straight. Make a clear path for the kingdom of God to come in. Cleansing. Thank you for this word. We now seal it in the power and the name and the authority of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let us go ahead and get into the next segment. Thank you, Father. Let us enter into the cleansing stream. See, God gave me a couple words of knowledge to pray over. Hallelujah, that he is releasing healing in this time. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let us prepare our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Come, God. Come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You see, God gave me a word that he is now cleansing in the cleansing stream, and he is healing, hallelujah, bladder infections and bladder issues. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Loose now. Loose, loose, loose now. Loose now from heaven. Loose now. Loose now. Be healed. Be restored. Hallelujah. Be replenished. Hallelujah. We bind up that spirit that is attacking the bladder right now in the name of Jesus, and we lose healing. We lose divine favor. Hallelujah. We lose the natural order of God. God is a God of order. Hallelujah. When he created you, he created your body, hallelujah, according to a divine order. And we command your body to follow, hallelujah, the purpose and the divine order that God has created your body for. Flow now in the name of Jesus. Loose, be healed. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. See, there was somebody with a toe injury. See, God is releasing healing on a toe injury. Hallelujah. 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 I command this toe to be restored, to be restructured according to what God wants to do right now in the name of Jesus. And to work and to function in a way that God has given this toe. Right now, in the name of Jesus, align yourself, hallelujah, with the will of heaven. Align yourself with the will of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed. Pain, be gone now. In the name of Jesus, I release the fire of God upon this toe right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody has issues with back pain. And right now, I'm just releasing what God has already promised you. He said that I am the Lord that heals you. And he says that I am a God that keeps my promises right now. Let that activate and let that get released right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. Be made manifest. Hallelujah. 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 Alleviate the pain. Reverse. Hallelujah. The curse. Heal the pain. Heal the back, Lord God. Lord, you know what it is, God. You know what it is. I command it, hallelujah, to be realigned, hallelujah, according to the divine order of heaven. I decree and declare it now. Be healed. Hallelujah, Lord God. Send out your angels, hallelujah, to carry on your edicts, Lord God, and decrees from heaven right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Right now, hallelujah, we just want to target cancer. Cancer has been a plague all throughout the earth. Cancer has plagued many people, many souls, many bodies, many families, Lord God. Many families have lost, been robbed, stolen from, and destroyed because of cancer. Right now, Lord God, are loose and release healing. Healing of cancer, the dissolving of cancer. Hallelujah. Get it at the root. At the very root, the cancerous root, and burned by fire. In the name of Jesus, be healed, be restored, hallelujah, be rejuvenated, hallelujah, be glorified. In the name of Jesus, let God's glory come in. Let God's glory be in your body. You shall no longer be robbed, stolen from, and killed, destroyed by cancer. Hallelujah, your family will not be robbed, stolen, killing, and destroyed by cancer. Hallelujah. Receive the grace of God. Hallelujah. Get on that mercy seat of God. There is no judgment. Hallelujah. By God. God does not judge you. Neither do I judge you. God loves you. He cares for you. I love you. He will keep you in his perfect peace. The peace of God come upon you right now. Hallelujah. The healing balm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for that confirmation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those words. Thank you, Father, for your healing. We praise you, Father God. And Lord God, let those who have received your healing, Lord God, to be reminded of gratitude, Lord God, to go and share what it is that you have done, Lord God, in gratitude. Hallelujah. To be grateful, to praise you, to glorify you, Lord God. Lord God, as there's a story in the Bible where one has shown gratitude, Lord God. You've healed many, Lord God, and only one came back. Hallelujah. Only one came back to glorify you and want to follow you and really give you his all. And it was just like, wow, where's the rest of you? There was more than one. And it was just him who came back, and you marveled at his faith, Father God. You were very grateful for him, Lord God, and you told him to go, and his faith has healed him, Father God. And he had been completely, hallelujah, restored and completely delivered, Father. So I pray, Father God, that by the power of the blood of the Lamb and the words, hallelujah, of their testimony, Lord God, that they shall overcome, that they shall be healed, that they shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. Now let us enter into the breakthrough, hallelujah. Enter into the breakthrough, hallelujah. We just call forth right now. Breakthrough, hallelujah. Breakthrough, God, everything that is hindering. Breakthrough, Father God, every blockage. Breakthrough, every thought, hallelujah. Breakthrough, Lord God, every hindrance. Breakthrough, Lord God, every bit of sin, hallelujah. Breakthrough, every curse, Lord God. Breakthrough, every bit of bondage, hallelujah. I call down fire from heaven right now in the name of Jesus to go and consume. Consume, Lord God. Let there be breakthrough. Let there be testimonies of breakthrough, Lord God. Let there be nothing else but breakthrough, Father God. Rabakur breakthrough into the heavens. Breakthrough. The peace of God, hallelujah, that transcends all understanding, hallelujah, and that guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Breakthrough. Let there be breakthrough, hallelujah, sicknesses and disease. Let there be breakthrough, Lord God. Let there be breakthrough. Breakthrough in deliverance, hallelujah. Breakthrough. Breakthrough in family restoration, hallelujah. Breakthrough in our finances, Lord. Breakthrough in our relationships. Breakthrough in our family, Lord God. breakthrough unto salvation, Lord God, a real salvation, Lord God, that accompanies healing and deliverance, Lord God, breakthrough in our mindsets, Lord God, breakthrough, hallelujah, with divine revelation and understanding, Lord God, hallelujah, open up the eyes of our understanding, Father God, enlighten us, Lord God, that we have understanding, breakthrough, Father God, that we know what it is we believe, breakthrough, Father God, that we live it and not only talk about it, Lord God, breakthrough, Father God, breakthrough into the heavens, Lord God, let the kingdom of God invade our lives, Lord God, and conquer all the areas of our lives. Lord God, breakthrough into the areas that we hide. Lord God, breakthrough into the areas, Lord God, that we are unaware of. Breakthrough, Lord God, into our blind spots and our blind areas, Father God. Breakthrough, Lord. Breakthrough in the areas, Lord God, that are killing us, that are kryptonite, into our weaknesses, Father God. Make them a strength. Be our strength, Father God. Your word says, Lord God, your grace is sufficient. Your power is made perfect in our weaknesses, Father God. Give us all the sufficient amounts of grace, Lord God, in these areas of our weaknesses, Lord. Breakthrough, God. Breakthrough. Breakthrough, Lord. Hallelujah. Breakthrough. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Breakthrough. 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 Break through every doubt, God. Break through every fear. Break through every disbelief. Breakthrough. Breakthrough every circumstance, God. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. And take your rightful seat on the throne. Hallelujah. Be glorified. Breakthrough with your glory. Be glorified. Breakthrough, God. Breakthrough. Breakthrough into the room. Breakthrough every part of the home. Breakthrough every part of the atmosphere. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Let there be an open heaven. Breakthrough, hallelujah. Pour out a blessing, oh God. Let it overflow. Breakthrough, God. Breakthrough. 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 Overthrow every work of darkness. Breakthrough, Lord God. Every stronghold of darkness. Hallelujah. Build up pillars of righteousness, towers of righteousness, Father God. Breakthrough. 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 Breakthrough, Lord God. Send forth your angels, Lord. Hallelujah. Send forth your angels on assignment to carry out the decrees and declarations, Lord God, to carry out your edicts from the throne room of heaven. From the heavenly courts, that the kingdom of darkness and its agents and its minions, Father God, and every bit of work must go, must flee, must vacate the premises right now. In the name of Jesus, you must go. You have no place here. You have no legal right or dominion here. For we belong to Christ. We belong to God. We belong to the kingdom of heaven. We do not belong to the kingdom of darkness. For we say yes to God, Rabakura, before we say yes to his will, Rabakura, before we say yes to his ways, Rabakura, Rabakura, before we surrender all to Christ, surrender all to God, Rabakura, Bashara, pray through. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go ahead and close this podcast out with some segment, the decree segment, and some powerful declarations, you know. And as you declare these things over yourself, over your situation, over your household, it's just, man. Your life will change. Your life will change. You will never be the same again. Now, say these declarations with me. Now, I'm going to read them out, and then we're going to declare them together. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Now, say that out loud with a powerful decree of authority, the authority that you have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Say this decree over yourself, over your life, over your family, over your finances, over everything. Hallelujah. It says, I have a place in my Father's house. I have room in my Father's house. I am somebody in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Go ahead and say that with me. I have a place in my Father's house. I have a room in my Father's house. I am somebody in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says, I have been marked by God for blessings of prosperity and not a curse. Go ahead and say that with me. I have been marked by God for blessings of prosperity and not a curse. Hallelujah. Poverty has no hold on my life. Poverty has no hold on my mind. Poverty has no hold on my life. Poverty has no hold on my mind. Hallelujah. I am blessable through the righteousness of God for the full manifestation of God, where his promises manifest and glory is displayed. I am blessable through the righteousness of God for the full manifestation of God, where his promises manifest and glory is displayed. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Go on ahead and send your angels, Lord God, to carry out the edicts, the heavenly edicts and decrees, Father God. Right now, Lord God, we seal all this work of heaven and your power and authority and in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah. That nothing can steal it. Nothing can take away from it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now I want to give a warm thank you for listening. God has called us in these times to break every yoke of bondage, setting the captives free, to bring healing and to cleanse the earth. If you need prayer, healing, or have a question, go on and hit us up on the text line at 702-723-7228 or head on over to our website for more information and content at www.517redeemed.com. Search and connect with us on social media. We'd appreciate your support in giving or liking and subscribing. I am Mark Keith with the Seer's Mantle, and you are now listening to 517 Redeemed. Grace and peace.